Well, happy 4th of July to you. This is Pastor Sean Harris coming to you on a very hot Wednesday. Looking at an article from WND, and let me find the author of the article. It is Dave Tombers. Dave Tombers. Happy 4th, atheists proclaim godless America. Happy 4th, atheists proclaim godless America. Last July 4th, WND reported on the failure of the group American Atheists, to find pilots willing to fly godless banners over American cities in all 50 states. Some 80% of pilots refused the job, saying such things as, "I'm not going to hell flying that sign." According to the atheist websites this year, they aren't trying to be as ambitious. Instead of trying to locate pilots in all 50 states, this year the group plans to hire one pilot to fly a banner over New York City on the 4th of July. According to the group, in celebration of the rise of atheism in American atheists flew aerial banners across the country on July 4, 2011. The banners proudly stated, "Godless America," and "Atheism is patriotic." The banners brought the breadth and patriotism of the movement into America's conversation. However, when so many pilots the group tried to hire refused the work, the atheists cited the need to keep up their efforts. "Originally, we had planned to fly banners in all 50 states, representing the fact that atheism is the fastest growing segment in all 50 states. But we were unable to find pilots in many states willing to fly our banners, representing a clear reminder of the work we have to do." Now think about what they're saying. They are involved in evangelism. Yes, that's right. They're involved in evangelism. They are trying to create converts. They are moving people away from believing in God to a faith in no God. They want them to become atheists. They're encouraging this. The group seems confident they will find one pilot to help declare their message. Of this year's attempt, the group says, continuing this mindset, American atheists again will fly a 4th of July banner in 2012 in New York City. The banner will again read, "Atheism is patriotic." Now, maybe 200 years from now, if God should tarry and America is still a nation, it might be true that atheism is presently patriotic, but it is absolutely absurd, ridiculous, insane to suggest that in America, atheism is patriotic. A reasonable study of American history will reveal a generalistic belief in a creator God. Now, I'm not talking Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about a sovereign God who is transcendent in the affairs of man. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, I could say the God of the Bible. I feel relatively comfortable saying that. But clearly, a faith in a supernatural deity, for sure. Certainly we know that men like Jefferson struggled. And it would be difficult to say that Jefferson was a Christian in the sense that we would define evangelical Christian today. And no one knows where his soul is. And no one knows whether he placed saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But to suggest that in America, atheism is patriotic is quite frankly, absurd. The statement, or a statement on the atheist website, declares atheism is the only theological position that is directly aligned with American freedom. Again, another ridiculous statement. Just absurd. But as WND reported last year, many atheists have expressed reservations about the group's banner plan. After announcing its aerial campaign in 2011, several comments on the American Atheist website seem to find fault. The first statement can easily be read to imply atheism is patriotic, religion is not, by a biased viewer, said one commentator. Point of fact, biased views compromise most of the intended audience. Why put it up in the first place? Another suggested, godless America makes it sound like we want to kick religion out of America entirely. Maybe you do, but I only want to eat my piece of the pie in peace. While making its case against Christianity, the group accuses the religious right of selectively quoting American founders to suit their intentions. Okay, again, that's why I want us to make sure, listener, we understand we should not say that our founding fathers had faith in Christ like we do. We should not attempt to superimpose our current belief system back upon them. However, it is more ridiculous, it is more absurd to suggest that they did not have a faith in a supernatural creator, at a bare minimum. They say religion, however, being inherently weak in premise, needs the state to endorse it in order to thrive. Again, a completely historically inaccurate statement. In fact, we could argue that Christianity thrived most before Constantine issued the Edict of Milan in, I think, 1313 or 313 AD. That Christianity thrived the most when the state did not endorse it. Moreover, I think that we could argue that when the state did endorse it, that was the downfall of religion. It lobbies the politicians to push a revisionist history that directly conflicts with provable fact, the group claims, all toward the end of state support in the form of endorsement, tax breaks, and special privileges. The group often decries public prayer as contrary to American values and what the founders intended, yet never acknowledges that the first public prayer offered at the opening of the First Continental Congress in 1774 by the Reverend Jacob D-U-C-H-E, Douche. So again, if we want to accuse a group of revisionist history, it has to be the atheist, beyond a doubt. It must be the atheist. Prayer was an integral part of George Washington's life. Now, again, I'm not saying with the specificity that others want to say faith in a triune God. I think you can argue that point, but I don't think we need to when we're talking to an atheist. When we're talking to an atheist, all that needs to be argued is, did the founding fathers have faith in a supreme creator or a supreme supernatural being that created the universe? And I believe that unequivocally we can say yes. Now, we can argue with the deist and we can argue with the degree to which this God was involved in the affairs of man, but it is insane to suggest that the founding fathers, that's when we say patriotism, that's what we're talking about, did not, as a majority, believe in God. And certainly, we can find isolated cases. But when we look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and we look at their occupations, when we look at the universities, when we look at Harvard, when we look at Princeton, when we look at Yale, Why were these schools founded? They were founded to train preacher boys, preachers who believed in God. Certainly, we know that amongst the many that crossed the ocean to come to America, all were not Bible-believing Christians. We know that. To suggest that they all were is revisionist history. But it is certainly fair to say that the majority were. And so, when atheists attempt to paint a picture that atheism is patriotic, they are doing exactly what they accuse the religious right of doing, which is revising history. Happy 4th of July to you. Pray for our soldiers overseas. Pray for our soldiers in Afghanistan. Still fighting, still dying, still obeying the orders of the commander-in-chief. Pray for our nation. Pray that the God that created all will continue to rule in the affairs of man, and that his will may be done, and that his kingdom will come. Happy 4th of July to you. Send me a note at pastoratbbc@gmail.com. pastoratbbc@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @pastor_SEAN. Follow me on Twitter @pastor_Sean. Have a great 4th of July. Thanks for listening.